Thank you. All right. Hey, I would love one. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. We're just about there. Broadcasting live from Central Coast Community Energy. Let me get this turned up here. Great.
Ryan Currente has an excused absence for this meeting.
Okay.
So Marianne's waiting for her.
Yeah, she's coming. Just one more minute for her because she's on her way. She just got out of the meeting that I was on, so we're good.
Hey, Steve, what happened? Did the bylaws get changed?
No, we formed a special committee made up of the Community Advisory Committee leadership, the Operations Board leadership, and the Policy Board leadership. They're going to meet in the next month and report back at our next meeting. It was a tie. There was a substitute motion. It was a tie. So, okay, let's see. We have a couple of meetings here, right? We have a special meeting, and then we have our actual meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, well, we have quorum for the special meeting. So, hey, thanks. Let's go ahead and call that to order. Time is 12:32. I want to thank everybody for attending. This is a single item meeting. So with that, will you call roll, Siri?
Yes, I will. Chair McChain.
Here.
Director Lopez.
Here.
Director Story.
Here.
Director Carbone. Director Coonerty is excused from this meeting. There is quorum, sir.
Great. So, Rich, do you just want to capture AB 3361?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I won't belabor this point, but we are having this special meeting in order to continue our remote meetings over the next 30 days and the meeting immediately after this meeting. As you know, AB 361 was set in place to have requirements that lessen some of the stringency included in the Brown Act to allow us to meet via teleconference. And two of those findings are that need to be made is that we're still under a state of emergency and that we're operating with the recommendations of the Monterey County Health Officer to include social distancing at our public meetings. So with that, I would turn it over to the committee to make this determination through a motion. To continue operation, have meetings via teleconference for the next 30 days.
Thank you, Rich. Any questions for Rich from the committee? Seeing none, just looking at the public real quick. Siri, anything received?
Nothing received.
Okay, we'll bring it to a motion.
Lopez will move staff recommendation of approval of resolution to continue under AB 361, so allowances.
Thank you, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Sam. OK, Okay, properly moved and seconded. We'll go ahead and call the roll, Siri.
All right. Director Story?
Aye.
Chair McChain?
Yep.
Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director Carbone? Should I wait for her? She's signing on. Director Carbone?
Yes,
Director Carbone, we're voting on the AB 361 resolution. I move staff recommendation allow us to continue under the AB 361 rules for remote meetings.
Director Carbone, would you like
to? Okay. Great.
And then Director Coonerty is excused. Passed with 4 unanimously.
Thank you. We'll just open it up to public comments now. Seeing there's no member of the public on the call, I think we're good unless anything was received.
Nothing received at the district office.
Great. Okay. We'll go ahead and adjourn this special meeting and reconvene under the regular meeting of the Budget Personnel Nominating Committee. So see everybody in just a second.
I think it's the same.
I'm just determining that.
We're back.
All right. Okay. Great. Well, I want to welcome everybody. We'll go ahead and call to order the Budget Personnel Nominating Committee meeting for the Monterey Bay Air Resources District, Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. We'll go ahead and start with roll call.
All right. Chair McChain.
Here.
Director Story.
Still here.
Director Lopez.
Still here.
Director Carbone.
Finally here.
Yeah, thank you. and Director Coonerty is excused absent. So 4, we have quorum, sir.
Awesome. Well, great. I think we have the joy of getting our leadership together for this coming year. Under Zoom, we have not just the committee, but also recommendations to the full board for leadership. So I'll just start by opening up the conversation, see if anybody has any thoughts.
This is on the nominations piece?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still in the place I was last year when we got to this point about changing where we are kind of in the middle of a pandemic while we're continuing under AB 361. I know what a pain it is to get signatures changed over for bank accounts and everything else. I'd feel comfortable continuing with our leadership team for now until we're back to a place where things are more stable. I know last time I raised this, there were some concerns, but I would look to the rest of this particular group to see if there's anybody who would have major concerns with continuing with our leadership team as is in place currently.
Okay. How does everybody feel about that?
I would support that. Just to clarify though, it's the proposal is just to defer this item until the AB 361 limitations are lifted.
Yeah, is that what you'd want to do, Chris, or do you want to go another year? I mean, I'm happy to continue. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm good either way. I'd love to hear from Marianne. I see she has her hand raised.
Yeah, sure, Marianne.
Yes, I didn't think of that, but Chris, you make a good point, and I would support that. I know Director McChain or Chair McChain is coming off of a heavy meeting right now, so I don't know how he feels about it, but if he's willing, I would support that idea. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do it. Rich, you have your hand up. Thoughts?
Just to weigh in, although I understand this is not my decision, but it does help with consistency and continuity to have the same director during this period. And our bylaws, not to bring up that word again, Steve and Marianne. Our bylaws say that to the extent feasible, we should spread it around, but there's no requirement for us to do that. And I understand there have been some committees and boards that have been operating with the same chair or president for many years. So I just thought I'd throw those my 2 cents in on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Well, thoughts, I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm happy to do it if that's convenient, and we'd need a motion.
Yeah, Steve, I think if you're happy to continue, and I think it would be certainly up to you whether for the full year or temporarily. With that, I'll make a motion that we continue with Steve McShane as the president. And our current slate, I believe that Director Coonerty is the vice president currently. And so, and now not with him not being here, I guess I would include him in the motion as well to continue in that position. So there's my motion.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm happy to do it for a year. And I thanks a lot, Sam. That's cool. Okay. Yeah, I'll accept. Yeah. Is there a second?
Carbone will second.
Okay, moved and seconded. You want to call the roll? Or, well, let's see if there's any discussion or members of the public. Sorry.
Nothing received at the district office. I do see Director Carbone's hand up. I don't know if that's from a prior.
Down.
Down now? Okay.
Okay. So bringing it back, we have a motion. It's been moved and seconded. Let's go ahead and call the roll.
All right. Director Story.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Yes.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director McShane.
Yes.
And Director Coonerty is absent, approved unanimously. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And just to clarify the motion, because we had item 3 and 4 there, that we elected a committee chair and vice chair, and that'll serve as a recommendation to the board of directors for the board chair and vice chair for 2022, 2023.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we'll open up public comment. If there's any members of the public, just looking. Not seeing any. Okay.
No comments received at the district office.
Great. We'll move on and we'll start with the minutes for our meeting December 15th. Any questions at this time or comments by board members? Seeing none, just looking at the public.
Nothing received at the office. None.
Good. We'll go ahead and receive a motion on approval of the minutes from the December 15th meeting.
Carbone will make that motion.
Thank you.
Lopez will second.
Great. Thank properly you. Moved and seconded. Siri, will you call the roll?
Yes, I will. Director Carbone.
Yes.
Director Lopez.
Yes.
Chair McShane.
Yes.
Director Story.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
All right. We have a couple of reports from Rosa and then an action item. So Rosa, you want to take item 7?
Sure. Good afternoon, members of the board. My first report is going to be on the OPEB and Pension Trust. It's just an update. Based on our trust that was established on October 2013, the trust is administered by PARS. And in 2018, we approved a resolution to adopt a new trust for both the pension and the OPEB. And the original OPEB trust was transferred to the new trust in July 2018. We've made one deposit to the pension trust and we've made several deposits to the OPEB trust. Our balance shows below as of December 31st, 2021. The OPEB trust is in the balanced investment strategy. Our account balance is 438. As of October 3rd, 2013, the inception date, we have 459,000 in interest income for the OPEP trust. It shows our investment returns for 1 month, 2.34%, 3 months is 3.84%, 11.45 for 1 year, and 14.63 for 3 year return. Our pension trust is currently under the moderately conservative Highmark Plus strategy. Our account balance is $561,997. As of the quarter of ended 12/31, we've received a total income of $61,997. And our return for 1 month was 1.17%, for 3 months, 1.19, and for 3 years was 5.38. And I've attached the monthly report from PARS that shows all that information on there, and also the Highmark Capital performance report for that quarter ended 12/31.
Okay, thank you very much, Rosa. Any questions for Rosa? Rich, did you have your hand up there?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that as of this date, I think we're 99.97% fully funded on our OPEB account. So that's huge. I mean, the PARS staff, we had a meeting with them a couple of weeks ago, and they said we're sort of a rare unicorn indeed to be able to make that statement. So that'll change, of course, with investments over time, but on actuarials as we do those going forward. But I'm really proud of the fact that we did that. And that was also because of the board's work, because we went into the balanced category for our investments, which gave us a huge return on our investment. So we wouldn't be there without the market doing well for us. And so I'm really proud that we've got there. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, thanks for adding that. That's really, really impressive. Okay, Sam?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I guess that has me ask the question, and why we're not using the balance strategy with the pension trust, since it seems to have worked so well for us. Of course, that's looking in hindsight, but I just wanted to raise that question.
If I may, through the chair, that came up. I'm not sure if you were still on the board, Sam, or not, but that came up at the time. And there were a number of times where some members of the board felt that we should get out of the balanced portfolio in lieu of a more conservative marketing strategy, investment strategy. So it was just decided that this would be, I guess, a grand experiment, as it were. We would see how we would do with the balanced. And then, of course, we fell back on the conservative strategy for our retirement. So our pension trust. So we can always change, and that ability, that's changing horses and midstream. And we've been careful, and the board has not really, interceded with the strategy. We've gone forward and just let it ride. So, but we're more than welcome. We're more than happy to, if the board wants to consider changing investment strategies, we're able to do so.
Fair enough. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for that response. And it just, I think it is good to know that there aren't any external limitations on us being able to make that change. And I know it would be a complicated thing to do, but I think it's certainly something we should keep our eyes on if a similar investment environment should arise. I think that we should maybe revisit it and see if we could, if the board would be open to make any change. So those are just my thoughts.
Fair enough. Thank you. Let's go ahead and move on to the next item. If there's any other, there's no other questions. Okay, Rosa.
Okay. All right, our next item. Item number 8. To receive the Monterey County Treasurer's report of investments on the quarter ended December 31st. The district deposits its cash at the Monterey County and request funds from the county as needed for accounts payable and payroll. The county deposit accounts for these monies in a separate fund and also manages investments for the district. Attached is the county treasurer's report for the quarter ended December 31st. The overall yield for this quarter was 0.42%, which has lowered again from the previous quarter of 0.57. And last year, 2020, for the same quarter was 1.21%. The economic factors affecting the investment performance are outlined in the treasurer's staff report on Exhibit A. The yield was higher than the one-year treasury bill of 0.38, as shown on page one of the report. And then it shows the majority of the county's investment portfolio is with U.S. Treasuries, overnight liquid assets, and federal agencies. As of the date of this report, we've only received the first quarter interest, which was $24,494. We had not received the second quarter interest, and our annual budget is $183 on this. So looking at this, I don't think we're going to quite reach the $183,000 in the annual budget unless something changes. So attached are the reports from the county. Is there any questions on these?
Sure. Let's take a look. Any questions?
Okay. No questions received in the district office.
So, okay, great. This is a report. So our next item is Go ahead. Did you have something? Oh, no. Okay, our next and last item is to receive a report and recommendation on adoption and resolution approving fiscal year 2021-22 mid-year budget revisions.
Okay, so our management staff reviewed the budget to actual revenue and expenditures through December 31st to determine what mid-year adjustments may be needed. I've attached Schedule A, which includes a summary of the proposed adjustments. We're requesting to include adjustments for the wages and benefits expenditures for the admin operations and the planning divisions. The budget adjustments would include a $50,000 increase to the planning division AB2766 fund wages and benefits, and a decrease to the planning division general fund wages and benefits. So those will offset each other. And it just reflects a change in staff time allocated between the two programs. And the same for the admin division, we're requesting a $29,523 increase to the AB2766 fund wages and benefits, and a decrease to the general fund wages and benefits. And it's the same reason that the allocation between the two programs, staff time is being reported higher on the AB2766 fund based on our payroll. The net effect of the budget of each fund is shown on Schedule A, page one. It's going to net to zero because we're basically increasing one budget and decreasing the other budget. The general fund budgeted deficit is going to decrease from $79,523 to $49,638. And this deficit is still going to be covered through the general fund undesignated fund balance, which is projected to be about $5.1 million by the end of June, at the end of June 30th. I've attached the summary of the proposed adjustments and then just a more detailed version of those adjustments.
On that, okay.
Any questions?
Questions at this time? Okay. This is an action item, so we'll go back to the public. I don't see anybody at this time. We'll come back for a motion.
Well, yeah. I'll move that we receive the report and recommend that the board approve the fiscal year 21-22 mid-year budget revisions for the attached Schedule A.
Great. Thank you, Sam. And second, looks like Director Carbone has...
Okay. Yep. Carbone will second.
Great. It's been properly moved and seconded. Let's call the roll.
All right. Director Lopez.
Aye.
Yes.
Chair McShane.
Yep.
Director Story.
Yes.
Director Carbone.
Yes.
Passed unanimously.
Okay, that concludes our business for the Executive Budget Committee, the Budget Nominating Committee. And we'll go ahead and we'll be back in just another half hour here.
On a different ID, Zoom ID. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.